talk big picture, how important this project is.
Yeah, I think it's one that's long overdue and one we've been working on for quite some time. We've been planning for this day for the last 5 years, trying to we first decided to look at the problem because our building is quickly disintegrating before our eyes. And so we wanted to come up with some solutions to what we can do next. And we quickly discovered that with as many jails in the valley that are at capacity, that there was not going to be an option for us to contract with another facility. So we needed to do something ourselves. So after much research and work on this issue, we've come up with a project that a 46 bed jail that would be right on campus here at the between the courthouse and the admin building. So right in our backyard of where this is now, in the parking lot. And it would take care of a lot of issues that we need to address here in Walsh County.
Remind me, Ron, how many beds does the Walsh County Jail currently have?
Good question. Yes, we have currently 16 beds. So we are at or near capacity on almost a daily basis. We've chosen to contract the women inmates out to other facilities. And we currently have, I think we're at 15 in our jail right now. And so we battle capacity problems almost daily here in Walsh County.
Should this project be approved by voters, would the intent be to bring everyone back in under one roof and not outsource the female population to different jails? What's the thought behind that as far as leaders? Would you bring them back into Walsh County, or would you continue outsourcing those to, you know, Grand Forks County or wherever?
Great question, Chris. Yes. No, we would bring them all back. It's about having our inmates under our own roof and being able to control what access we have to them and not having to transport them back and forth for court appearances. I think under a perfect day, we can get somebody into the Grand Forks jail, but that usually never happens. It's usually Devil's Lake, Botno, Rowlett, even Williston. So everybody's full, and having all our inmates under one roof is something that we're absolutely looking forward to.
And I'm sure there's a lot of structural issues that are starting to appear that need to be fixed. And really the only fix would be building a new jail, I'm guessing, because if you were to, you know, just put a Band-Aid on it, so to say, that's only a temporary fix. A lot of the structural issues, are those issues that would have to be remedied by a new building?
Yes. One of the major issues we're having, Chris, is the problems with the piping that is poured within the concrete of our building. So the cast iron pipe is disintegrating before our eyes, and we're trying to patch that and work with that as much as we can. But we're still left with a lot of structural issues that even if we decided at one point to tear out all the piping, which would involve leaving the building completely for about 2 years and ripping up all the concrete and putting new pipe down and all that, we're still left with a 1975 building. This building is 50 years old. Most jail experts say that if you can get 40 years out of a jail, you're doing really well. We've gotten 50 years out of this building. So, I think, we're doing really well with what needs to be done, but there comes a time in everybody's life where we have to look to the future, and that's what the commissioners have done, and this is the project that they feel is best for Walsh County, as do I.
So when voters go for the special election, what exactly is going to be the ask of them? What are they approving?
Sure.
What are they voting on election day?
There's two different ballot questions. One is for the additional mills, so up to 20 more mills, and then the other one is a 0.75 percent sales tax increase. So two different questions on the ballot. More mills and allowing us to borrow more, and also the sales tax issue. Both of those have to pass, so to make this project work. So yes, that's the two different measures on the ballot right now.
And I know that you guys have had some community meetings to talk about this project. What are you hearing from the community? Are you hearing a lot of support for this project? What's the vibe in Walsh County right now?
Sure. Yeah, I think we've had a lot of good input from people about the community meetings. I think it is definitely a complex issue that we would encourage people to come out to. We have three more community meetings coming up. Two on the 14th and one on the 21st. The two in on the 14th, one at 1 p.m. here at the Walsh County Courthouse, and the other one in Minto at 5:30, and then another one in Lankin on the 21st at 5:30. So we're very excited to have people come out and learn about this issue, because I think that's the number one thing we want, is people to be informed on the issue before they vote.
And I know that some of these include tours of the jail. Are there going to be more opportunities as the time gets closer for people to come and check out the current status of the jail?
Yes. After every one of the community meetings, we do a jail tour. And if that doesn't work with people's schedule, I ask them to get a hold of me and we'll do a private tour of the jail. It is, I think, something that needs to be done in conjunction with each other. The community meetings and the jail tour are very important to get educated on what the building's condition is, and then also the information that goes along with the project. So yes, I think both of them are very important.
Should this pass with the voters, what's the timeline look like for this?
I think the thought is that we would get some dirt work done here in 2025, but most of the work would be done into the 26, maybe into the 27, 2027, and hopefully be done in the fall of 2027.
And would you still be able to house inmates during this time?
I'm
guessing as I look at kind of the schematic and as you describe it, this won't impact the current jail at all as far as when the build-out happens.
So, God willing, we're able to keep the building together until that date. But, yes, the plan would be to continue operations here at the Walsh County Law Enforcement Center in the jail. And once that's built, we would just transfer them over. The plan is to make the current building location a parking lot to that new building. So yes, we would continue to house them here on site until that new jail's built.
Anything else you want your citizens in Walsh County to know about the need for a new jail and the need for this vote to go through?
Yes, I think what I would like to say to the people of Walsh County is there isn't a plan B at this point. There is no place to take our people if this gets voted down. So we're going to take our deputies out of our county, the ones that are supposed to be protecting the citizens of Walsh County, and we're going to turn them into Uber drivers, taking our inmates around the state, trying to find beds for them. So this is definitely an issue that I think people needed to get educated on, and I hope that they'll do that through the public meetings, but also our Walsh County Vote website and our Facebook page.
And again, what's the website for this, Ron?
It's www.walshcountyvote.org. WalshCountyVote.com.
All right, www.WalshCountyVote.com. Ron Jurgen, Sheriff of Walsh County, thank you so much for visiting today.
Appreciate your time, Chris. Have a great day.